internationally, there is perhaps less than 2 weeks of fodder available in the country. And I think perhaps it's important to point out that not only have we been ringing alarm bells on this for a number of months, but I think if you look at a county like Donegal that got 62 millimetres of rain on the 22nd of August, you know, the signs were there fairly early on that certain counties definitely were going to be affected by a fodder shortage. And no one expected it to last as long as it has. The spring seems to have gone on forever now. So now it's not just at a regional level, it's at a national level.
In terms of the minister's response, even though it had been flagged up by yourselves and the IFA and so on, it does seem perhaps maybe to some too little too late.
Yeah, I think so. And that's the line that the IFA have said, and it seems to have just taken too long. And not only that, but you have to remember that a fodder transport scheme was brought into place, and to date the Department of Agriculture has told us that there's only been 15 applications for that, some of them from Donegal. And bear in mind that a CHOG survey was carried out in December that said that over 400 farmers in the northwest were going to be short of fodder. So you have to wonder if that had worked. And then every single farm organisation asked for a meal voucher to be brought in. And what people are saying now, what farm organisations are saying now, is that perhaps we wouldn't have got to the stage that we're in now if that meal voucher had been brought in.